Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I was wandering through the hospital with a vague idea of where to go. I could have gone left or right from the main foyer, but the signage didn't give wards and there was no one to ask. So I headed in the direction of what I hoped would be the most success. And in time, it was a big hospital. Sure enough, the ward I wanted was signposted many floors above. Generally in hospitals I use the stairs, so I started to climb. And as you meet people, usually hospital staff, I smile and nod in passing. I don't know why, but on the second floor, a hospital person waited for me holding the door open. I smiled and walked past him, going up more stairs. And in the body language of a second or two, I communicated both a curiosity about his waiting for me and an indication that I was going up. And he indicated a little surprise and then an acknowledgement of his misunderstanding. Whoops, have a good day sort of thing. Well, at least that's how I interpreted it. I hope he wasn't cross or something. Maybe that floor had the chapel or the morgue. Where else might clergy be expected to go? In a hospital. My clerical collar, like any uniform, is helpful for identification of a role, but it also is subject to people's expectations. One has to be careful entering intensive care wards, as the looks on some faces when they see me suggest that I'm the Grim Reaper. Hospitals are places that intensify living, life, the gift of it, often because of illness, accidents, or the encroaching reality of death, and this is true for patients and for staff. Religious personnel and their deities in such places can raise ultimate questions, even as patients and staff would prefer to go home from their time in hospital and leave ultimate matters to another time. But accidents or illness or infirmity remind us, bring home to us, the truth of our mortality and people's expectations of what happens next. The pastoral role, walking alongside people, is one of dealing with, supporting, helping people in how they live and in how they die. Of course, we all prefer to think in terms of the living only and leave the dying to a future diagnosis, a future time. So often we deny death and collude with loved ones to keep it far away, because to mention death seems traitorous to life. But in Christ, Christians encounter death regularly. In baptism, we are joined to Jesus' death and resurrection. In the Bible, we are centered on Jesus Christ and Him crucified. In Holy Communion, we proclaim the Lord's death until He comes, so that we live. Jesus' death on the cross tells us that we, each of us, personally, are incredibly precious to God, that our life, each day of our life, has meaning and purpose, and unless Jesus reappears, yes, we will each die. And of course, that has its concerns and worries. But it does not have terror or uncertainty about what it is or where it leads, because Jesus gives us His peace. The gospel of Jesus Christ gives us an expectation about death, which we've lived with for many days and years. And so on the day we die, our expectation overall is one of life and living, because the power of death to separate us from God or love or those in Christ has been broken. With Jesus, there is only life, even on the day we die. And that's an expectation we can bring to every day, whether we're in hospital or somewhere else. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, Heavenly Father, it is your gift that your faithful people serve you well. Help us to run without stumbling and reach what you have promised. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.